to do, we would take five kids, give them one kit, give each of them a role. You think your primary sixes or your S1s, getting them to cooperate and do something can be a bit of a challenge, but the kids all managed it and they loved doing it. The way we do this is we take them, right, between all amongst you, choose who's going to be the boss, who's going to be your team captain, who's going to build it, who's going to be your mechanic, who's going to be your quartermaster to find all those little bits of Lego, and who wants to get in and do some programming. What this allowed them to do was to reflect real-life goals or jobs that a NASA engineer might have in the construction of a Mars rover. So with Curiosity on the horizon, it's a very topical idea that's going about, and to get them really thinking about, well, maybe I could do this, was a big thing. And they really enjoyed doing it, and it always worked, believe me. Another thing, a good thing about it was that it introduced the idea of innovation. So we were able to, you know, they would build their robot, program it, would give put a little bit of track on the ground, they would have to program it to go around this track using the commands which are built into the interface on the computer, which is also provided, just a small Samsung cheap netbook, worked perfectly. So we set them navigation challenges. The big thing with this was translating the where to robot into robot commands, making them think about how far one rotation forward is, how far a turn is, and then making them work together to test it out. Does it work? Okay, how can you improve that? So it really kind of got them engaged in designing it, testing it, and making sure that it worked overall. And then from this, the Lego Mindstorms kits, if you aren't familiar with them, the possibilities with them are endless. You can explore the senses. A lot of the kits come with sensors and touch, sound, colour, ultrasonic, if you want to measure distances. But there's also, if you want a bit more advanced stuff, there's programming, so you can get them ideas of looking into loop commands, weight commands, sequential control. So really, these kits are little gems because they allow them to explore so many different topics through one little kit. And the great thing we found is that all the schools we've taken it into, they've really enjoyed using them. They've got so much out of them, and the teachers have enjoyed being able to have a resource for a couple of weeks. So these have been used primarily in Fife. I understand that they're spreading all over, so please do bother your local university or ask them, have you got these kits? Can we borrow them? I know Drew Barrett's had a lot of fun using these, and I think the possibilities are endless. You just got to get out and give them a try. And if anyone's got any further questions, I'm very reachable on the internet. You can find me under Physics Claire. I'm not sure how much I might be able to do from this side of the Atlantic, but I can certainly put you in touch with some people. And if you have any questions, do feel free to get in touch. And thank you for listening.